We're back. Welcome back to Candidly Eclectic, everyone. We took a few weeks off. It's been a busy month for us, but we are so happy to be here. We also wanted to say thank you to everyone because while we were gone, we hit 100 downloads.
Woohoo!
It seems crazy, but we are so appreciative. Whether you have tuned in once or you tune in each week, thank you so much for helping us get here. Today's episode is sort of a review, sort of our normal procedure as well. We'll be talking about our favorite products. Products from the most absurd thing we've ever bought to our tried and true favorites, what do we love the most? We are not sponsored in any way by anyone or any company. These are our own opinions and reviews on products we've bought with our own money. So feel free to tell us if you've tried anything we talk about or suggest anything you swear by in the comments, or send us an email to let us know. Without further ado, let's go.
Thanks, Shay. All right. What would you say the best thing you've ever bought is?
Oh, that's difficult.
I can't even answer that.
Huh. Okay. That, like, I could tell you, but it's one of the best things I've ever received, like, as a gift, but okay. not what I bought.
So I think this question can be either way. If you've received the most, I think the next question I can answer.
Okay.
If you remember that story.
Okay. The best thing I've ever bought, I'll say, is the Hamilton Beach bread maker. Because we use that all the time.
Okay.
And so the bread is really good.
Yeah. For someone, like, we gave it to my mom, and she would make bread all the time. But now that we don't eat bread as much or, like, make it, she doesn't use it.
Okay.
Which I kind of just said the other week that I wanted to, like, break it back out. And I was like, didn't you ever make, like, a sourdough bread? She goes, I've never made sourdough bread. I'm like, she goes, you always made a beer bread.
Ooh. Okay.
Which is good,
mm-hmm.
but for me, being sober, I wouldn't feel comfortable eating it if I can slightly taste beer in it, if you get where I'm going.
Yeah.
But there's tons of bread recipes in the bread recipe book that we have, so I kind of, now you got me hooked. Now I really want to get in back into that.
But yeah, I bought it because when we moved to the house we live in now, we didn't bring the one that we had, which was not a Hamilton Beach. It was a different company.
Okay.
But
it still did the job, though.
Still did the job.
Yeah.
And the one day, this was years ago, my dad made a loaf of bread, and he took it out to let it cool.
Yeah.
Because the one that we had before, you had to take the bread out for it to cool. It didn't cool in the machine.
Okay.
The one I have, you can let it sit for like an hour, and it will cool down.
And then you can open the lid, and then you can take it out to let it cool even more.
But we took the bread out, and our yellow lab knew the entire loaf of bread.
Oh, no!
From the counter within like 15 minutes. We were like, did you burn yourself? Are you okay?
Poor Newt. I remember him.
Where is the bread, Newt? And he's just like, hi. And I'm like, sir. But we didn't have bread, and I don't like making bread from scratch and then kneading it and letting it rise, unless it's like challah bread, which I'll do.
Okay.
So I just bought the bread machine, and
It's still fun because you can do the yeast, what else? Do you put in
flour,
sugar, eggs, right?
No, I don't do eggs.
You don't do eggs?
Not in regular bread machine bread. I normally just do the white loaf that they do. So, do you have something that you would say is the best thing you've ever bought?
I'm going to say an ottoman that you can... Okay, so this was when, like, a freshman in college at Bloomsburg. So I wanted another storage thing. So my bed set was like splatter paint. It's like white sheets with like splatter paint on them with like stars of every color. And I'm like, it was really pretty. So I wanted the footstool. I'm going to call it an ottoman footstool that went with it. But it was, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like that bright blue and like the top, the lid comes off and you can store stuff in it. That was probably one of, like, my best things that I've ever bought. It was, and I still use it. And now it's just collecting dust in the basement because I cleaned out my room again. But I actually liked it.
Okay. All right. What is the most absurd thing you've ever bought that makes you happy?
BTS memorabilia.
I would say that's absurd.
Well, if you're as obsessed as I was, I have like 8 t-shirts, pair of leggings, one, two, three, 4 pillows, BTS socks, 2 pairs of BTS socks, yeah, it's BTS blanket, BTS like pillows, BTS leggings, BTS headbands, BTS memorabilia. I mean, like the Pop Funko, like the Butter series. I have that whole thing. I have a mug that says "Property of Yoongi's Wife." I have BTS like Starbucks cups. I have it looks like a 13-year-old's room. And I have posters, and I still have the box you made me years ago that still sits in my closet on the top shelf that I don't touch. I have BTS playing cards, Uno, BTS earrings, BTS bracelet, BTS ring. Yeah, too bad I don't have a BTS sleeping bag. That would be a little too much.
Okay.
That's probably, like, the most absurd thing.
Okay.
What about you?
I got it at Target for $5 in the Bullseye's Playground section, and it was right before New Year's, but it's literally a picture frame, like, with a black background that says, "Ring in the New Year." I'm pretty sure that's what it says. And there is a bell.
Yes.
Screwed into middle.
I remember that.
You can just
ding. Ding it. Yes.
I was like, this is great. This makes me so happy.
Yes.
And my mom looked at me and she was like,
"You're nuts."
What? I was like,
I love it.
Don't judge me.
What would you say you buy the most often? I feel like I might know this, but I don't know it.
Most often. Like,
I would have to say it's Disney related.
Disney's definitely the answer for one of the ones coming up.
I think you might know my answer to this question.
But the thing I buy most often is actually probably up until recently.
Okay.
Hair products.
Okay.
Because I have hair that's really thick.
Yeah.
So I use a lot of product in it and like hair ties and like combs, and I was constantly trying to find what
products
best
that, yeah,
on my hair.
Yeah.
And I had a pretty good one.
When before you cut your hair, you had like going back. I would like look at like when we first started being friends, like when we first, and then like throughout the years, your hair, and I helped straighten it. I'm not gonna lie, was so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
I loved it when it was down and you can like do stuff with it. And I understood that it was like, because my sister has the same, my older sister has the same kind of curly hair, but since she's getting older, her hair is thinned out.
Okay.
But you've seen the family photos on the wall. It goes like from like as short as your hair is now to like afro to afro to like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And we make fun of it. But like my sister has a great sense of humor. And, like, now that she has, like, her hair is thinned out greatly, and when she straightens it, she looks like a brand new person. like, literally when she used to strain it all the time, it would take her almost, like, 3.5 hours just to strain it.
Yep.
And she would only do it once in a blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But your hair, looking back, I loved it.
Thank you. I loved
your hair when it was long and we could, like, do stuff with it. I could, like, and I tried to braid it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I straightened it.
Yeah, I'm going to let it grow again, but yeah. It was so long and it was, like, tangling really mm-hmm. easily. And I just think I I used too many products on it and I damaged it. And I was just, like, and also I used to dye my hair a lot. And so there was damage from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was another thing. I was mm-hmm. buying hair dye every month to try to keep the color.
Yeah, I don't do the box dye. I get it done professionally from my hairdresser.
I got it done professionally once and they, like, did not do a good job. And I'm not.
Where'd you go?
I'm not going to say because it's a well-known place.
Tell me after.
Place.
Yes. Tell me after.
But I wanted it to be, like, a brunette auburn.
Okay.
And it came out like my cousin's red hair.
Oh!
Yeah. Which I love. And I
love her hair.
I desperately, when I was
rarely
younger,
do you ever see, like, I have a little girl at work who has that color hair.
Mm-hmm.
But mom and dad have not a single of that color. I'm like, and I asked them, I was like, I love your daughter's hair. How did they get that? How did mm-hmm. she? And the mom was like, I don't know. Like, because there's no, mm-hmm. genetically, there's nothing in their, on their fit. I'm like, wow, you got so lucky. And I'm like, jealous.
Like, when I was younger, I did everything I could.
Yeah.
Like, even spraying Kool-Aid in vinegar in my hair.
Oh, no, you don't do you
the color of it.
You don't do vinegar.
You it never, stained my hair.
Yeah, you never do vinegar. I could have told you, you never do vinegar.
Well, we did it for my Halloween costume. I was Ariel.
Okay.
So
do you not remember my red hair?
It's true.
So that was, okay, so when I did the red hair for Ariel, it was more of a crazy hair day for my old job.
Mm-hmm.
So it was technically red. Semi-permanent hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I had an allergic reaction to the red dye.
Ooh.
So all day at work, I, like, with me sweating,
mm-hmm.
it, like, my face was reacting to the dye.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Like, I was like, there's nothing I can do. I can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. I can't. So I literally suffered through this hair color all day. And so I was like, my assistant director back then was like, you are having a slight allergic reaction. I'm like, you think? She goes, when you go home, before you go home, I don't care what time it is, get the most cheapest shampoo you can get, like Suave, whatever. Get the most cheapest and get at least 3 bottles.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stand in the shower, let the warm water run, and just drench your hair. And if you use, because it would bleach it out. Not really bleach it out. It would, like, what's the right term?
Fade it.
Fade it out. And the fade out was gorgeous. It was like a rosé pink. And I was like, I fell in love with that color.
Mm. It was pretty.
It was a very pretty rosé color. Mm. After I washed it, I was literally in the shower for, like, almost 2 hours. Because just to get the, like, the giant base color out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I went, oh my gosh, it looked like a murder scene in my bathroom. My mom goes, you okay in there? I was like, ah, sick. So yeah, I will never spray my hair ever. Like, I don't mind doing, like, the hair chalk.
Mm-hmm.
But with me going back to, so going back to blonde, trying to go back to my natural blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's for, like, Medusa, being Medusa again,
yeah.
I don't mind scrunching my hair and making it wavy. Like, the mousse I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But with the, remember the one camping trip we did? It was, I sprayed it green and silver.
Yep.
And the next day, I was still green and silver. My pillow was green and silver. The tent base was green and silver. My coat was green and silver. Like, my face was green and silver.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do that again. Because I think that was partial. But it looked nice for the aesthetic look for it. Mm-hmm. But now, I'll do, like, the hair chalk, maybe. Because that's, like, safer. And it's, like, easier to do. But, yeah.
Okay. But, yeah. If randomly my cousin is listening, I am so envious of your hair.
I love your hair.
Like, truly. Your hair is so gorgeous. And I would love to be able to rock that color, but it does not work on my skin tone.
Yeah, so, no, your skin tone would make you look paler.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. So my mom went to school for cosmetology.
Yes.
So she would do the box dye on my hair and it would look okay. So I had her doing that, so I would be buying the dye and the thing and the combs, but then I just damaged it so bad that I was like, let's just cut it off. And then, so I've got like a pixie cut now.
Yeah.
And I'll let it grow out, but it's natural starting color. It's
curling now.
It's natural color.
Yeah.
Good texture.
Yeah. I think you should just let it grow it out the way it should. Don't dye it.
Yeah, no, anymore.
Because, like, you said you used to be, like, a dirty blonde.
Yep.
Right? And I can see that now. And it's so pretty.
Cool. What do you buy the most?
Then or now? Like, back then.
Whatever.
Back then, I used to buy a lot of, like, stuff from Amazon, like, clothes and BTS, the band, like, just so I can get the photo cards.
And
I would, like, so you've seen my mirror. Like, I have photo cards of all the members and, like, just on the rim of my mirror. I would have to actually say, technically, I was just going through all this. Polaroid camera film.
Ah.
Like the fun, funfetti, like marble, mermaid, ocean, like the black and white. Like when we used to do like Polaroid photos through, like when we would do like Girls' Night or something. And yeah.
Yep.
I have like 8 boxes still, unopened, mind you. So, what about you?
Like I said, just the hair stuff. Now, though, stuff for, like, I'm getting back into the religion that I am. So, like, Bible stuff. So, like, highlighters that don't bleed because I ruined a whole Bible. Which, I'm like, well, I meant to highlight one line, and I highlighted 7.
So because it just the pages are through. So, because of the pages of this book are so thin.
And so I was just like, okay. So I had to get, like, specialty ones that don't bleed, pens. Then the set I got also has a little ruler for some unknown reason. I don't know what I'm measuring, but apparently I'm measuring something.
I don't know what I'm measuring.
If anyone knows why there's a ruler in that,
well, maybe it's because of,
unless it's like to give you a straight line to highlight,
probably,
which makes sense. So maybe I've just been way overthinking this.
Probably.
Okay.
What type of product do you buy the most?
Oh, wait, that was the last one.
Oh. Do you have a Holy Grail product? What is it, and why do you love it?
I do, but it's not one specific product. It's a specific scent,
okay.
If that makes sense.
Scent of the product?
Yes. So it's EOS, Evolution of Smooth, EOS, whatever you want to call it. Vanilla cashmere.
Okay.
they make it in a body butter. They make it in a body wash. They make it in a body lotion. They make it in a soap. So that is my, like, holy grail. Because it, since you can get pretty much an entire scent profile of it.
Yeah.
Great. And I think they even make it in, like, shave cream and lip butter.
Okay.
So, like, that. And it's, I get it at Target or Amazon. But, like, it's affordable. It, on one sense, like, the lotion is, like, $8. But, like, a body wash of it is, like, $12.99. So, I'm, okay. Do I want to spend that every month? Yeah. But it smells so good that I'm just, like, yes. With my money.
Good. I thought it would have been a Disney thing. Like, the Disney ears or, like, Disney waffles or popcorn or Harry Potter butterbeer.
True.
I thought that's what it was.
You know what? I should go back and change because you're right. The Mickey waffles. I bought the Mickey waffles.
I know you. I know. Yes, I know you so well. How was that butterbeer popcorn that I gave you?
I still have not tried it. I need to obtain one more of
the friend. Seriously?
I need to obtain one more butterbeer flavored thing, and then I'm going to taste test all the butterbeer things. All
right. Okay.
Because I must try. Because I love them.
I don't have a Holy Grail product.
Okay.
I'm at a lotion, I have, like, a sensory issue now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't even do, like, hand sanitizer because, like, the smell and, like, the feel of it. I can't. Like, for Easter, like, my mom gave me the Easter bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my mom, gave me, like, this smells nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my bathroom. The Easter basket is, like, shoved somewhere underneath my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is, like, haven't touched.
Okay.
So, I'm not, I don't use products that much. Like, I love, like, so, for my hair, with being, dyeing it back to blonde, I do use L'Oreal, it's the purple shampoo.
Yeah.
That's my go-to now, because mm-hmm. of, I have to keep the tones.
Yeah.
And that's what my hairdresser said, like, if you... So, that's, like, my go-to, or I will say that's my, like, so, the purple shampoo. That's about it.
Okay.
The purple shampoo and conditioner. That's about it.
Okay. That makes sense. I know my mom uses that, too, because her hair is going gray mm-hmm. now, but sometimes she dyes it back to blonde, and then she's like, I have to keep the tones, and I'm like, what?
Oh, no, it's a thing.
Yes.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
So, that makes sense, yes. And at least it's a fun color. Purple's fun.
It is. Okay. I like the color purple. But I'm like, all blacked out today. Black t-shirt, black pants, black socks, gray slippers. What else can you ask for?
What facial products for, like, skincare, if any, do you use?
Makeup.
Okay, do you have a favorite brand?
No.
Okay.
So, I have L'Oreal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's, like, the most expensive.
Okay.
I only do, like, foundation, mascara, eyeshadow, and I get, like, the cheapest eyeshadow palette. Okay. It does the trick, and, like, with my eyes and, like, my skin tone in the summer, it's pointless for me to even wear makeup in the summer because mm-hmm. You're not going to see it. I'm so dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, that didn't come out right. So I tan very easily in the summer. Shay knows this. She's seen me when I get very dark.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, I still have this tan line from my watch from when we went to Disney World. We went to Florida. And today being out in the sun, it is whiter than normal. I don't really have a favorite. I don't really have a favorite facial product.
Okay.
But I use L'Oreal. kind of, because it's, I think it, especially in the winter, mm-hmm. like when I have to look nice and I have to put makeup on and I have to look fancy,
mm-hmm.
it's the first thing I use.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't normally wear makeup. If I wear makeup, it's normally e.l.f.
Okay.
Eyes, lips, face, I think it stands for.
Okay.
But the skincare that I use is Bubble. And I just have the Bubble Starter Set Oily Skin.
Okay.
And it's like a cleanser, a spray toner thingy,
mm-hmm.
and a moisturizer.
Okay.
So it works.
Okay. What hair products do you use? I think you kind of answered this.
I used so many when my hair was long, but right now...
Like the brand, I'm guessing.
Right now, I'm using Heritage by Mindy Knight, I believe it's called.
Okay.
But I have developed... This might be TMI. Sorry, everybody. But I have developed, like, dandruff pretty badly.
Okay.
Like, right at the end when I started... When I cut my hair.
Yeah.
So I've been using... Heritage by Mindy Knight is the conditioner,
mm-hmm.
and I've been using Head & Shoulders Bare Itchy Scalp for shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find a conditioner that matched, so I just use the Gentle Everyday conditioner.
That works.
I should say I only wash my hair twice a week because of how curly texture it is.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it gets so difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
And even in the pixie cut, it's starting to curl. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I see it. Yeah. Ah! But it's so pretty. It's so cute, though.
Thank you.
I like it. I like it. I wish that my hair could curl like that. My hair is just naturally straight.
Mine used to be straight, and then as I got older, it just started curling, and I was like, what is happening?
So my grandma. Bless her so much. Like, I love my grandma. She passed years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You never met her, but I've told you stories about her. The one thing she told me was, I don't know if I was like 12, 13, I don't remember the age. So, I wouldn't eat the crust of the bread, like sandwiches. Mm-hmm. No, I would. Until she said, if you eat the crust of sandwiches, it'll make your hair curly. And I was like, oh, hair curly. So I started just eating, like around. You know, when, like, you eat, like
everything. The Uncrustables?
Yeah, sort of. But you eat everything but the crust. And I was terrified. And then all of a sudden, I started, like, I would eat the crust. And I'd be like, my hair's not curly. She goes, you must have not eaten enough crust. I'm like, I think she just said that just to, like, be funny. And my grandma had a great sense of humor with that kind of stuff. So. Okay.
What soap brand do you use the most? Or do you just grab whatever?
Because I have, like, a weird sensory issue now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the smelly stuff, I can't. It makes me throw up.
Okay.
Like, everything, like, the scents, no matter, even if it's, like, vanilla and, like, sugar,
mm-hmm.
I start gagging.
Okay.
It's, like, I smell something and it just, I can't.
For me, it is that EOS, Evolution of Smooth.
Okay.
EOS. The vanilla cashmere, or it's Native.
Okay.
I used Native. Native had a collaboration with Dunkin', and it was blueberry cobbler.
Oh.
Which I like.
It sounds good because you said Dunkin', and I'm like, that should not be with Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Dunkin' is coffee and donuts. I'm like, ugh. That just made me want. Oh.
But now I do the EOS. EOS.
Okay.
And one thing I like is that their pomegranate scent was what they first did, if memory serves correctly, that I knew of for shaving cream.
Okay.
And that was what I used during high school.
Okay.
And they had it as travel size. So I took it to Disney with me the first time I ever went to Disney. So that scent is nostalgic.
Okay.
But the vanilla cashmere, I just love that scent. So that's what I have been using.
Very nice. Do you stick to a scent profile?
I kind of answered this, but yeah, I do the vanilla. And so I had to, until the dandruff became the problem, I was using a vanilla-scented shampoo to try to, like, tie it all together. But now I use mint shampoo, so I smell like vanilla, cashmere, and mint.
Very nice.
And the bunny that I have likes to eat mint.
Oh.
So he keeps being like, hi, and I'm like, no.
I'm not something you can eat.
I'm like, don't bite me. No, thank you.
Can they actually eat mint?
They can eat mint leaves.
If I have tons of mint at home in my garden, I will give you a whole bag of them.
Oh, thank you. Yes, he'd love that. He got to try a strawberry today.
How'd that go? Messy.
He wasn't quite sure how to deal with it.
Did you like cut it into pieces for him, or did you just give him the whole thing?
I gave him a little slice because he's never had it before, to my knowledge. Like, he's good on romaine.
Yeah.
Loves a carrot. Loves a banana.
Oh, very nice.
But because it's high in sugar.
Yeah.
So I give him, like, those kind of things. Yeah. Rarely. Lettuce, he can have as much as he wants.
Yeah.
It has to be romaine, though, because that's healthy for him.
Okay.
But the strawberry, on this little tangent, he, like, nibbled at it, wasn't sure of the texture, and then I put it in his food bowl on top of his, like, the pellets he eats, and he was like, oh, this is great, and he, like, chowed down, and I was like, okay. So you go after my hair, and you like strawberries. We've learned two things today.
Yes. It's like my burn. I'll only eat Nutriberries and, like, the honey apricot treat sticks bars. But like, he loves any kind of treat bar. The second you say, do you want a treat bar, he's like, I was like, you are so spoiled. You truly are spoiled. Like, today was a rough day with him, and I was like, I was like, oh, no.
Okay. All right. What food and drink do you buy the most often?
Well, it was Teacher Appreciation Week at work, so one of the parents asked me, what are your favorite, like, soft drinks? I said, Coke. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, well, what else? I said, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, Green Monster.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a giant can, like, the tall can of Coke, tall can of Sprite, and tall can of Green Monster. Okay. I drank all three of them in that one day. And I started crashing by, like, 11:30. They drank it at 9 o'clock. Yeah. And I was like, I popped open the Monster first. I'm like, okay, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got shaky. By, like, 11:30, 12 o'clock, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm shaking. The coworker was like, yeah, you're going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
By 12:45, I started crashing.
Oh.
And then I drank Coca-Cola by 3:45, 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I was content. And then I crashed by, like, 8:30.
Oh, gosh.
So technically, like, Coke, Sprite.
Okay.
Food. I don't know how to. I eat anything and everything, minus eggplant, and apricots, and coconut. Like food that I buy, like, for myself or for when I go to cook dinner in the summer.
In general, like, my answer would be chicken. I buy chicken the most often.
Probably chicken and chicken, pasta, tomato sauce.
Honestly, same.
Well, because we do a lot of chicken parm at home. I don't know what else is. Kielbasa. I definitely do Kabasi. Okay. I love kabasi and rice. Yeah. And lettuce. Like to make salads, so salad makings, I'm guessing. So yeah.
For me, it's chicken, pasta, sauce, pizza. It's not healthy. But it's what I do.
Yes.
I'm working on it, friends. I'm working on it.
No judgment, please.
For drinks, it's definitely lemonade. Love lemonade. Can go lemonade any time of the year.
Yeah.
I love it. Could not drink it so much. So now I'm switching to water.
Oh, that's all I drink at work is water.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's getting hotter, so I have like the giant sunset tumbler cup that I have that I brought last time. And I fill that with water, and literally by like, I'm not even halfway through, and I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm on the walkie-talkie. I'm like, break, please. I'm like, bathroom break, like every couple seconds. Or not seconds, like every couple minutes. I'm like, oh, now I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I do, what's it called? Liquid Death. That's the water I drink now.
That comes in a cans, right?
Yep.
So that, I thought that was a energy drink. And I'm skeptical to try it.
It's literally just water.
So it's like a seltzer water.
No, it's just straight up. Still water.
But it's called Liquid Death.
It's to murder your thirst. Is the tagline. But I...
I don't want to murder it. I want to keep it.
As we may have learned by now, I try to be conscientious of, like, animals and the ocean.
Yeah.
And so I can recycle that more times than thing. And also, less microplastics.
Okay.
So, I do Liquid Death now.
Okay. Like, you don't drink from your tap?
I'll drink from the tap because I can refill water bottles and stuff. But I do tap water or Liquid Death. I don't do, like, Deer Park. I don't do Fiji. I don't do the Waiakea. Okay. I just butchered that name. I'm so sorry. I used to love those, but now I'm like...
So, if we go camping and I get jugs of water, will you not drink the jugs of water?
No. We can use them, but I would also, because camping requires a little bit different than just...
Camping, we're going to need the jugs of water if we're going to, like, cook something in the can or whatever.
Yeah.
We need the water for, like, the sauce or whatever. Yeah. I still have a jug of water from our last camping trip.
Well, at least the zoo camping, we won't need that, so...
Are you sure?
Yeah, because they're going to provide... dinner and breakfast.
Oh, God, that's right. That's right. I'm so excited for that. We will talk to you guys about that.
We'll tell you
when
about that later.
Actually, do it. We'll do a review of that.
Yes. But is there anything you buy every time you go shopping for restock?
No. Nope. I don't go shopping.
Okay.
Like, so when I used to have a credit card, I would go shopping almost every other weekend.
Because
I just wanted to get out of the house, or if there's something like, oh, this is cute, like, I must have it. But now that I don't use my credit card at all anymore, I don't go shopping.
Okay.
And most places don't take cash anymore, which is really starting to scare me now. Because it's like, that's all I ever own now is just cash. And if I'm still trying to pay off my credit card, I can't use it. Like, I can... So it's frustrating.
Yeah.
So. Okay. What about you?
I do the vanilla cashmere stuff.
Okay.
Milk. We do that. I can't eat milk.
Or drink milk. So, I would do it, like, with cereal as a kid. Because that was, like, we had to have, like, as a kid, like, your parents, like, you have to eat breakfast. I'm 33. I think from, like, 22 on, I just stopped eating breakfast. Because it's, like, I'm up early, I don't need to eat breakfast, and then, I don't want to say this, but, before my major surgery 2.5 years ago, I was a decent size.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to be in a wedding, so I was forcing myself to look skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like probably stop the sugar, stop the soda, stop mm-hmm. the just so I could fit in this dress.
Mm-hmm.
And finding out how the size of this dress was, I was mortified because I was like, I still have my prom dress, and that's a size 6.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone that's like 15 years ago. So that dress was 2009 compared to 2020
mm-hmm.
of November. So I know my size fluctuated big time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hit 100 pounds until like my freshman year in college,
mm-hmm.
which is 2010.
Okay.
So all of middle school, high school, like when my younger brother played on like the 75-pound football team, he mm-hmm. wasn't even 75 pounds. I could have played. I was 75 pounds back then.
Mm-hmm.
I could have played on his team.
Okay.
But now it's just, I understand, like, I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
You gain weight. And then when I used to drink, that was mostly the issue, because I would drink so much and all that sugar and everything and all that like carbs. Now, since I don't drink anymore, I'm sober. I actually don't eat as much as I used to, because when I was younger, I could eat anything and everything and not gain anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, oh my gosh, where do you put it all? I'm like, in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And the one family member said, oh, you must have 4 stomachs. I'm like, back then I didn't know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, I'm not a cow. But thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, for my age being 33, I'm like, I will be honest. I don't like saying my weight, but I'm going to be honest. I'm 155. Mm-hmm. For 33 years old, I'm 155 pounds. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But in my eyes, I want to be at least the 140.
Mm-hmm.
So 155 to 140, that's like what? 15 pounds?
Yeah,
15.
Mm-hmm.
I want to lose that much weight before I go to a wedding in November. I mm-hmm. need to be that weight by November.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very self-conscious, I'm guessing, about mm-hmm. my weight now, even though, like, you've said, your mom has said, your sister has said that, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, you look great, but in my eyes, like, my head, mm-hmm. I'm saying I'm fat. And it's like, tonight at dinner, we had hamburgers. I had, like, I'm not kidding, a hamburger about that big.
Okay.
And, like, 6 carrot sticks with a little bit of dressing on the side, and that was my dinner. And a giant water. No, I made a virgin strawberry daiquiri.
Okay.
In a martini glass. Because okay. I wanted to look fancier. anyway, like, certain foods I stay away from. I stay away from rice. Mm-hmm. I stay away from pasta. I stay away from bread. Like, if it's, like, salad and, like, fruit salad, or, like, tonight we also had 2 types of pasta salad.
Mm-hmm.
Never touched them.
Okay.
It's, like, because for the lunch and teacher appreciation week, oh, I pigged out.
Because
mm-hmm. it was, like, they bought us lunch, and I was, like, I'm not going to waste this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to actually enjoy this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I walked the next day. The next day, mm-hmm. I walked hungry. So, like, I'm the type of person now, like, if I get negative comments from a family member saying you look like a beached whale,
mm-hmm.
I take that to heart. I take it personally. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, now I have to stop eating. Now. And I go in the mirror, I'm like, yeah, I am fat. Yeah, mm-hmm. I am. So other people saying, like, my other family members who are like, oh my gosh, you look great, you look fantastic. Like, one of the ladies from my program was like, oh my gosh, you look absolutely gorgeous. You mm-hmm. look fantastic. I'm like, thanks. Like, it makes me feel better. But mm-hmm. that one negative comment.
Stuck in your head.
Sticks in my head. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can't. I'm still learning to just, what's the word? Like, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard because, like, the way my brain works, I dwell on the negative aspect of someone mm-hmm. saying something negative to me, and I'm like, and I know I need to do better.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
We are
12?
Yes.
Okay. Do you buy name brand or off brand primarily? That can be for like anything.
Probably name. Well, groceries. Probably like my mom does it. I'm gonna guess like she does. She definitely does, if it's on sale. Mm-hmm. If it's especially like essential, you know that brand.
Yeah,
she'll buy that. And okay. if it's cheaper than the actual name, I'm guessing I'm gonna say off brand. If that's okay. what I'm right.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So basically off brand.
Okay. Because like it's all the same quality. It's just the way labels.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing off brand.
Like I shop at
definitely grocery store buying. Mm-hmm. It has to be like essential because like that's what I'm used to like seeing mm-hmm. in my house. Like food wise.
Yeah.
Or like Purdue. We yeah. always do Purdue. Like my mom has to get Purdue. Like since we're doing a Mother's Day dinner tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I'm cooking dinner.
Oh, fun.
Sicilian chicken. Same recipe we always use every year.
Okay.
It's only going to be 5 minutes, so.
Okay. Yeah. For like food, if I'm shopping, I go to Aldi. And for anyone outside of the country, of the USA.
I just got a Trader Joe's gift card. Ooh. $10. I've never been to Trader Joe's. Sorry.
It's fun there.
All right. Well, we might have to take a day trip one day.
But I'm aware that it's pronounced differently in other countries. But yes. in the U.S., it is pronounced Aldi.
Ah.
So, because I've seen we have people from Germany, and mm-hmm. I believe they pronounce it differently yeah. there. But I go to Aldi, which is Aldi brands.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. Love it.
Yeah.
Great deals. I shop there.
Yeah.
Makeup, I do, like, L'Oreal. I do cream or creme shop.
Okay. I do L'Oreal for makeup, too.
I do e.l.f. primarily.
Yeah. yeah.
For skincare, I do Bubble, so I'd say I have a mix. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's a lot of Disney stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
Okay. When shopping, do you go to many stores, or do you have a few favorite places you stick to?
I like my tried and true stores.
Okay.
Where I'm like, they know me, they yeah. know them.
Yes.
Also, Disney Store is online, so I can go wherever the heck I want.
Which is dangerous, mind you.
Yes. Very dangerous.
I know. I would know. I don't know about that one.
I know you have a couple favorite stores.
So, I used to... Right, name them.
We're going to butcher the name. The
Alicia Di Michelle.
Yeah.
Yes. Etsy is my other, yeah. like, Etsy's my go-to. Like, Etsy mm-hmm. is an online store, and it has, like, the most amazing little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alicia Di Michelle is a woman who created this family over everything, sweatshirt, and she's has, like, the coolest, funkiest, funkiest, cool stuff. It is, like, I have a dish for my mom that says Irish Goodbye on it, mm-hmm. and since...
Those are great.
Irish Goodbyes are great until you get called out on them.
True.
Until a family member goes, yo, you didn't say goodbye to them. I'm like, that's not me, that's somebody else mm-hmm. that you are married to, like, you gotta... So, I'm not Irish. My dad is, I think, well, our last name is. Anyway, so Alicia Di Michelle, Amazon, Amazon's online.
Yeah.
Etsy was, like, dangerous when I...
Yeah.
Amazon and Etsy were, like, my go-to places, especially Alicia DeMichelle when I had my credit card. Like, my Amazon racking up in only a month, probably $800 to $900 a month. But that's in 1 month. 1 month.
Oh, gosh.
Thank goodness I don't have a credit card anymore. But I miss it slightly. Everyone's like, oh, why don't we get here? I'm like, I don't have money. Like, when we do, like, lunches, like, at work, if I don't have Venmo or cash, I don't eat. And if I don't bring a lunch, I don't eat. So, it's, anyway. So, those are, like, my go-to places. Okay. And Wawa. Wawa is one of my other go-to
Wawa
places.
Wawa is wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. I stick to my couple places.
Yeah.
That's
what I used to do. Now I'm just like, I got probably Wawa if I have the cash for it.
Yeah.
Or a gift card.
Yeah. Okay. What brand or company, everyone's going to guess mine, but do you buy from the most?
Used to buy from the most, Amazon and Etsy and Alicia DeMichelle.
Okay.
Those are like my top three pieces. But now nothing.
Okay.
If I have the cash, as I said, I will go to Wawa only if I have the cash or if I have a gift card. That's about it.
Okay.
If I don't have the money, I don't go anywhere.
Okay. Let's all say mine together. Disney. And also the EOS. I just call it EOS. Friends.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna say you.
Go for it.
And Wawa. Because Wawa, I...
Like, you... Like, we both live from Wawa about like the same distance, just about. No, I think you're a little bit further.
Yeah, I'm just a little further.
Yeah.
It's like 2 miles from me.
Yeah. I'm, like, less than a mile.
Yeah.
No, I'd have to say about a mile.
Yeah.
Because getting from my house to La Campagnola. Okay, sorry. La Campagnola is a restaurant by my house. So, and the Indian Mills Memorial School is also by my house.
Yeah.
So, Indian Mills Memorial School, that's where I went to middle school. Braves represent. And that was our, we were the Braves. I think it still is the Braves. It would be at least about 4.5 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Probably three, depending on who's driving.
Yeah.
And if you're going over 35, you'll get there. And over 25, you're going to get there a little bit sooner.
Okay.
Do you research brands before purchasing from them?
I do not.
I
sometimes do. Like, if I've heard and I can remember, like, I'm not going to say the brand, but there was a type of milk when we thought I was lactose intolerant that I was looking at buying.
Okay.
But then I remembered hearing that a certain brand that people kept suggesting to me was not kind to their cows.
Oh.
And so I researched then, and I did not purchase from them, even though it looked like since that happened, they had gotten better. But, like, normally the extent of my researching is, like, when I go to buy a product, I pick it up and I see, like, is it cruelty-free? Mm-hmm. Is it, I don't research the whole brand.
Yeah.
Unless, like, there was once when I had to throw out all my makeup because it was like 10 years old and I needed new stuff. So that's how I settled on Elf because so much of it seems to be like cruelty free and stuff. So I was like, okay, that'll work. And it's affordable. So I probably should, but I don't.
I don't at all.
Okay.
If it's cute, cheap enough, I'll, as long as it fits or if it looks nice on me, I'll get it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a personal commitment to purchasing things such as cruelty-free products, vegan products, or ethically made products, or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm starting to look for specifically like cruelty-free, mm-hmm. especially since I got the bunnies and I get my rabbits from Rabbit Rescue.
Yeah.
And I've seen what like testing on a bunny will do.
Mm-hmm.
When it's heartbreaking and cruel, and so I go for cruelty-free stuff.
That makes sense. Do you have anything to reduce your purchasing or shopping, such as rewearing clothes or using a rental service?
I try to rewear my clothes, jeans, shorts, all that great. I have a significant weakness for Disney shirts. Significantly.
Oh, yeah. So I have seen.
Like, so if it has Disney, it goes anything in my cart.
Anything Disney that she sees. The one time, the last time I was over here, you're like, oh, look at this. And I knew right away what it was. And I was like, don't buy it. She goes, but I must. I was like, no, you don't. How many of these do you have? She goes, 6. I was like, you don't need it. You don't need it. She goes, but I, no. No, you don't. I'm like her conscience when when she asks me for my opinion, especially if it's Disney related.
Yeah.
He won't like my answer. But if it's, hey, Disney coffee, I'm great with.
Yeah.
Disney, you can't go, okay, you can't go wrong with Disney coffee.
Yep. Joffrey's is
Joffrey's is the brand. Delicious. I just ended on my Cinderella one. And I'm so sad.
Okay.
But I still have Tiana's, I think, and the Anderson sisters for Halloween, which I haven't opened yet.
Okay.
Which, that's like an apple something. Apple something. I don't remember. So that's a fall one. I might do a fall one with that one.
Okay.
But anyway, if she asks me for my opinion on something Disney and she knows my answer, and if I ask her, oh, Grinch! I am bad with the Grinch and Harry Potter. I am going to be honest. So, there are so much Grinch and Harry Potter stuff. It's so sad. And Star Wars.
Yep.
I'm a weakness for Star Wars. And more so the Grinch.
Yeah.
I'm more of I have a weakness for the Grinch. Anything Grinch related. Because you send me stuff and I'm like, oh, I must need it. And you're like, no. And then you tell me the price, and I'm like, yeah, nope, sorry. But I still have your Grinch utensils, the wooden.
Oh, yay.
Which I still have. They're in the basement with my coffee mugs. Oh, no coffee. What?
You do have a significant weakness for coffee mugs.
Okay, so take that back. Anything coffee mug related or coffee tumbler related, I have a huge weakness. Shay has seen my collection of coffee mugs, and it's over 30 cups.
Yeah.
And it could be, like, anything related. Like, it could be BTS related, Golden Girls related. If it's, like, a theme. And if I caved at Disney and I bought, two coffee mugs?
Yep.
I bought two coffee mugs. And one of my parents got so mad at me that I bought two coffee mugs. And it made me, what's the word? It made me feel slightly inferior. I felt like this is the thing that makes me happy. Coffee mugs make me happy because it's, what's the word? It's
a dopamine.
Yes. It makes me happy. And someone negative comes around and goes, why do you need another coffee mug? Don't you have enough? Like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and then my brain goes into straight, I'm a piece of, And then I mentally break down. Because I'm like, this makes me happy. I'm in a happy state. And all of a sudden, the negative person comes along and goes, you need to stop spending money on this stuff. But it makes me happy. And I love it. It's cute. It's pretty. It caught my eye. Like, nah, you don't need any more. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I have a coffee cup obsession. Jay knows this. And a coffee tumbler. Hey, who haven't bought any coffee? You know what I want?
What?
Star Wars coffee tumbler. Or an Avengers coffee tumbler.
Oh my god! Swimming meal!
Say no more! Either Avengers coffee tumbler or a Star Wars coffee tumbler! Like Anakin Skywalker.
Something may have been purchased already that may or may not fit that description.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, sorry. Yes. I got on a tangent because Shay knows that I have a huge coffee cup obsession. So I do reuse coffee cups.
Okay.
And I do rewear clothes a lot. So I don't, if it's something like that really catches my eye,
mm-hmm.
I will buy something new,
mm-hmm.
clothes-wise. But I have so many clothes. Like, I just did laundry, and I'm like, holy cow, where am I going to put all this now?
Yeah.
And like, a week later, I'm like, I have no clothes. I'm like, oh, nope, there they are.
Okay.
I think I just answered this one.
Okay. Are there any luxury items? Blah, blah, blah. Are there any luxury items you buy or things you consider luxurious that you buy frequently?
You know my answer. Coffee cups. I just can't. They just. I bought myself a Taurus coffee mug off Etsy because it's so cute, and I'm a Taurus. My birthday is May 20th. Go Taurus. Yes, we are stubborn and bullheaded, yet we are very crafty. And yeah, I love coffee cups.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why. Like, when I bought your coffee mugs, it took me 2.5 hours
to pick
them out. Because there is, like, so many ones, and I was like, let's try over here. Then we went to, like, 3 other stores, and I'm like, oh, but I like these ones over here, but they're cheaper, but these are more expensive, yet I can't afford them, yet they're cute, but we're going to go over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I wanted to buy myself a coffee mug.
Okay.
In that process. And I was like, I can't do it. So coffee mugs are my thing. My luxury.
Mine are bath bombs.
I had one, and I felt gross sitting in the bathtub. Like, I just, for me, I don't do baths anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it grosses me out. Because you're sitting in your own,
yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll shower as I get out of the thing, because it's just, ugh. So, yes. That's, when I buy them, like,
I don't do that anymore.
I don't buy them frequently. I use them frequently because I'll buy a pack.
Yeah.
And then just use them. And then, like, once a month I'll buy a pack.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. That's how it works. But yes. This next one is interesting, I think.
Okay. What do you try to avoid buying when you can, even though it's something you use often? I think we know this answer on mine.
I will buy
popcorn.
True, but the, like,
I was gonna say.
When I still had long hair, I hate going and, like, shopping for shampoos. Now I have to use the Head and Shoulders, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, the scents. And so I would buy shampoo bars and conditioner bars so that I could make them last and I wouldn't have to buy shampoo and conditioner as often.
That is nice.
And it still worked. It still cleaned my hair. Yeah. I just didn't have to buy it as often.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it was better for the environment. So, like, I hope. Two birds with one stone. Okay. Yes. How about you?
I'm gonna have to say razors.
Okay.
So, like, I do Intuition. You know that razor?
Yeah.
And, like, they have, like, the cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
I usually try to get, like, at least, because they usually have, like, 3 or 4 in one pack.
Okay.
So I can bring, like, one at home and, like, 2 at the shore house.
Okay.
So I try to avoid buying them. Mm-hmm. Or the other thing, which I don't think we can say on here since it's, like, girl personal.
Oh, true. True.
We're just going to say girl products.
Yeah.
For that month. That's something we... I try to avoid to buy, even though I have to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep an extra pack in the car.
Okay.
I think we just made everybody really awkward.
Hey, we're candidly eclectic.
We will make you awkward. I'm even awkward talking about it. Mm-hmm. But for me, technically, the... I'm going to have to say... The Intuition razor bar, like okay. the cartridges for the razor, and okay. it's easy.
Just yeah.
pop it in, has a soap on it, and you mm-hmm. just your legs right there.
Okay,
sorry, TMI.
You're like, good.
I gotta be honest.
Yes. Okay. What is one thing you would never buy again?
Oh.
Can be literally anything, but it's something you would never buy again.
Plane tickets.
Okay. Okay.
If I didn't have to, if I don't, so, like, I don't travel much, like, mm-hmm. unless, we go somewhere together.
Yeah.
But if I don't have to buy a plane ticket, I don't want it.
Yeah.
It's just... Like, just
Boston, where somewhere we can drive
yes,
to Boston.
Drive to Boston, drive to PA, Gettysburg. Gettysburg, yes.
But if drive it's like, to DC, even.
Yeah. But if it's getting on a plane.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're good.
I loved how we went on our vacation. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I loved it. But if I don't have to buy another plane ticket, I don't want to go. I don't want to. It's anybody who flies constantly. What about you?
I think, and this is out of left field, like, completely. I would never buy, what is it called?
I don't know. I cannot read your mind, even though we are Star Wars friends. I don't have that. I don't have telepathy. She can't even answer this question.
I can't remember the name, so I'm going to attempt to describe the thing.
Just look it up.
Okay, true. One moment, please. It is now time for Shay to attempt to remember things. Oxygen bar. That's what it's called. They literally... It's at the shore. It's on the boardwalk.
Okay.
And I used to do it like every time I'd go down to Ocean City.
Yeah.
But they would give you like the hospital nose tube breathing thing.
Okay.
This is why I...
Oh, the oxygen thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I hated that when I passed out.
And then...
Junior year in high school.
And then it would connect to a... electronic device.
Yeah.
And it had, like, concentrated, like flavorings to add to the oxygen you were breathing.
I never had that. I just had plain oxygen when I passed
this
out.
This is like at the boardwalk, not like hot. But they use the same like nose thing, and I used to love it. But like the one time I got kind of lightheaded after, so I was like, I'm not gonna do this again.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that pumping flavored oxygen into your body is a good idea.
I never heard of that.
So that is something I would never buy again.
Okay.
Okay. And this next one, just as the preface,
okay,
it can be generic. Like, you can just say knife.
Okay.
If you need to cook all the time, you could say, like, a hairbrush. You don't
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. What are your top 5 products that you use?
Mugs.
Me too.
I think you might have more than me. I think I do, because I hoard them.
So do I. Properly. So do I. Anyway, I think you and I might be matched in the mug section. So, sorry for interrupting.
Mugs. Phone. Lunchbox. I love my lunchbox. It's a Star Wars one. Slippers and pajamas.
Okay.
I am obsessed with slippers and I am obsessed with pajamas. I have so many of them. It is ridiculous. But as I'm losing weight, so much of them don't fit anymore. So I'm like in between sizes. Yeah. So it works. It works.
Sorry. Okay.
Goodness.
Hairbrushes.
Okay.
Intuition razors.
Okay.
The cartridges. I have I have like 3 the actual razor pieces, but anyway. Contacts.
That's a good one.
I put in the wrong contacts today and I couldn't see. So anyway, so hairbrush.
The razor.
Razors, cartridges, contacts. I don't even know.
Do you use like kitchen utensils or anything?
Yeah. Hair ties.
Hair ties. That's a good one
Nail
too.
Polish.
Nail polish is good too.
The fake nails, the glue on nails.
Definitely,
so I will get rid of nail polish and put the fake on nails because, I have to buy a new set for graduation next week.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we haven't said this, I'm graduating next Friday.
What?
Officially walking down that stage. So, anyway, yeah, so those are mine.
Okay.
Coffee mugs too.
Yeah.
I use it almost every day.
Okay. What is one product that disappointed you?
I'm thinking. Okay. So I got a set of snake earrings.
Okay.
Remember the ones from California? They're from Etsy. And they were supposed to, like snake around your ears.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like them because I thought I could stretch them out.
Mm-hmm.
They were so tight on my ears that I seriously, like, it took us 4 tries to get them to stick. Because they were supposed to, like, they go on the front, but they're supposed to, like, wrap up and go, go over. And it was so uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I think that one Etsy product I didn't like.
Okay.
Because remember in line, we were waiting for pictures with, McQueen?
Yeah.
At night. And we were, I literally
trying
was
to, like,
get him out.
Them.
And then Jay was trying to help me get him out. So I was like, he's, like, my younger sister. We're not actually sisters, but we've known each other for so many years that I consider her family. And,
insane.
Thank you. Anyway, so we were in line and it was a dad, a mom, and like 2 kids, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, Shay, I need your help to get the earrings out because they're really starting to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And was making this face while we were in line, and the dad saw me and goes, are you okay?
Yeah.
And he goes, he was genuinely concerned.
Yep.
He goes, are you okay? Are you, like, are you having, like, an ear infection or something? Mm-hmm. I was like, no, it's just the earring is stuck and it's hurting my ear, so yeah. I'm having my friend take it out. And he goes, do you want me to have, and the wife actually helped, tried to yeah. help. She tried to get the other side, mm-hmm. and she was, like, super gentle with it. So I think the product, it's the snake earrings. I don't know what brand they were or who they were from off Etsy.
Okay.
I would not get them. They were, the rings though,
they were
the rings were gorgeous. They fit perfectly. They were, I was able to adjust them to my fingers. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the wraparound
yeah.
was very uncomfortable. And it was like turn, and like I have two piercings. I have like the normal bottom mm-hmm. hole and like the top one. I think it was, it just was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would, I don't, just snake earrings that wrap around your ears
mm-hmm.
are not.
Oh.
That's a no-no.
Yeah.
Unless you, if you have smaller ears, then great. Mm-hmm. But I think mine are average.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. So, yeah. Anyway, what about you?
For me, I think it was the, let me get the name right. Okay. I did, water balloons a lot at the camp I used to go to.
I used to love water balloons!
And before they had the bunch of balloons, which I love, we had just an off-brand type of water balloons that it looks like it's like a 500... I screenshotted what we ordered that year, and it's literally just 500-piece water balloons.
Yeah.
Quick filling, and they were not quick filling. Everybody.
Oh, is that the ones you just hook it up to the hose? And
no.
Oh, no.
Those are great. These are the ones that, like, you have to blow into them a little bit to expand them and then put water in them. Those were horrible. Very disappointed. But they said they were quick filling.
Yeah.
They were not. So I was lied to.
Oh.
Because we had, like, 30 kids in a water balloon fight. Mm-hmm. So we needed a lot. So now we just get the bunch of balloons, which works so much better.
Yeah.
But yes. So, what is one crop? Blah, blah, blah. What is one thing that is a popular product that you will never buy?
Coach.
Okay.
It's just, I did buy myself a Pandora charm, graduation charm for my mm-hmm. Pandora bracelet. I needed to find my Pandora. Like, I love Pandora. Mm-hmm. I only have two charms on that thing. This bracelet, I haven't worn since, like, Christmas, probably like 10 years ago.
Okay.
About. It is black. And it's been sitting in my jewelry box mm-hmm. for so many years. Like, I haven't touched it, and I needed it for, and I was like, oh my gosh, I bought myself a graduation gift, I need to put it on the bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the bracelet? It's in my lock jewelry box. So I would buy a Pandora again, only mm-hmm. for if it's like a theme thing.
Okay.
But I wouldn't buy Coach because it's too expensive. Okay. I understand Pandora is slightly expensive, but if you just get like one, the charm only cost me like $60, $40, I think.
Okay,
which is a small little charm.
Mm-hmm.
That was okay with. I was treating myself.
Mm-hmm.
But Coach, I a set of three rings, like tiered,
mm-hmm.
was like $100. I was like, three small rings was $100 for the full set. I'm like, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the jewelry is so expensive.
Yeah,
Pandora, I can understand. I left the bracelet in the solution. I have, when I get home, I have to, like, it's like a silver solution.
Okay.
And I have to take it out and rinse it out
mm-hmm.
and make, because apparently the solution is not good for your skin. So we're going to have to, like, really clean it.
Yeah.
I have a week to go. So anyway, so Coach, I love Coach, but it's too expensive. It's way out of my budget.
Okay.
Even, like, the jewelry for, like, one ring is about $80 to $100. I'm like, I can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. One thing that I would not buy. This might be controversial.
Disney.
No.
Star Wars.
No.
NASA.
No.
I'm running out of options here.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's out of left field also.
Okay.
But, like, what is it called? It's not cream cheese. It's cottage cheese. That's what it's called. Can't do it. Can't get behind the texture.
Wait.
Can't
cottage cheese? How dare you? Cottage cheese and beets are the best.
I can't do it.
I know. It's a texture thing. I get it. I'm just messing with her. I like messing with with Shay a lot.
I can't.
I love cottage cheese. Mm. Oh my god, girlfriend.
I can do it in like...
Have you done like avocado toast with like avocado?
Avocado is another texture I can't do.
Oh, I can't do eggplant.
But I was like, I can do them in like... baked goods, I can do the cottage
cheese. As long as it's, like, baked it.
Yeah,
but if it's, if you're eating it out of the jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love it out of the container. I can just eat it spoonful for spoonful. Sorry. You must think I'm crazy.
No. I respect that people. Like.
Anyway. Sorry.
Like it. I just can't. We have two questions left.
Yes. Okay. What do you think is overrated? Be deadly honest. I don't care.
Lush.
What?
Lush.
What's that?
The, like, the bath stuff with the bath bombs and
I have a good one for this, which I may be getting ixnayed from this.
Like, I can get nice stuff, but, like, Lush, I think, is overrated.
Yeah.
I like their mission, and I used to use a lot of the Lush products, but, like, as I start doing my own research, I'm finding other stuff that I like. And
yeah. I'm going to probably get for saying this, anything Kylie Jenner. That is just overrated. I saw like maybe 4 commercials for it today, and I was like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
All I want to say is nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
It is overly priced.
Mm-hmm.
And only people who have the money can afford it.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, I can't. But I did see a commercial with Ben Barnes in it today. Do you see that one?
Yep.
Yeah, it was on when we were out to dinner. Sorry, we were sidetracking. It was on when we were out to dinner last night with the Piccolo Elite. I was like, and I looked up, and the TV's, like, right here. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Ben Barnes. My mom goes, who? I was like, the guy we saw in concert in January. She goes, she rolled her eyes. I was like, don't you dare. Anyway, sorry, we got sidetracked.
Final question.
Okay. Bring it on.
And again, this can be generic, doesn't have to be name brand or anything like that. What are 10 things that you've bought that you can't live without?
Coffee mugs. Hair straightener, blow dryer, intuition razors, the girl stuff.
Okay. That's 5.
I know. I'm thinking. This is hard.
Yep.
So with being sober, I do seltzers.
Okay.
Like, it's just like So it's called hop water. It's like flavored seltzer water.
Okay.
I can't live without them. They're good. They're like zero calories.
Oh, nice.
So they're good. So this is gonna be way out of left field. So okay. We have these. My mom gets a medication, and they have to put it on, keep it cold.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you've seen the ice packs.
Yeah.
These like gel, not really gel. They're like
super duty ice.
They're super duty ice packs, and she gets like four every time she gets her medication, and we save them
mm-hmm.
and we use them for camping, and they last literally like 2 days, three days without melting. And we mm-hmm. went camping with them in like July, and it was super hot and humid, and it was still frozen by the time I got home.
Yeah.
So those ice packs are mm-hmm. a lifesaver. Instead of using a bag of ice that melt and make everything watery. So that's seven. I say coffee mugs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coffee.
Yes. I can't live without that. Coffee. What else? I think that might be it.
I think I meant that more as like a what is the 10 things you bought that you can't live without. So 8 is fine.
Anyway, what about you?
Slippers, pajamas.
Okay.
Disney vacations, we're counting them.
All right. All for you, yeah. I can flip them.
Puzzles?
That's not my thing.
Because now they're like how I calm down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or Legos. Mm. Puzzles, Legos, we'll do those. This is a gift, but Loki, my dog.
Oh my god. Diesel! I can't live without her! Trevor, sorry, bud. I love you, bud, but
the bunny.
My bird.
The bunny. Board games, I love them. Candles. And then purses. I have a purse.
You might like be thing. More two heels. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, okay.
Shay has seen my closet. Shay has seen my shoe fetish.
Collection.
Not fetish, collection.
Yeah.
She goes, so one day, she says, are you sure you have enough boots and heels? I was like, I can never have too many heels. Since I'm only 5'2", I like to look taller than I really am. Hence, for graduation, I will probably be wearing flats or semi-wedges.
Okay.
Like, not, like, 6-inch heels.
Mm-hmm.
I found my wedges that are, like, 8.5 inches. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to break an ankle walking up. I can't even walk in them. So they might be getting to somebody else.
Okay.
All right.
But with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at CandidlyEclecticPod@gmail.com or follow us on @CandidlyEclecticPodcast on Instagram. You can catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week.
Woo! Bye, guys!
Bye!